I watched the Olympics this year, thrilled to see athletes break world records. But now that the medals have been awarded, I celebrate the unsung hero when it comes to setting world records, technology. Take timekeeping, for example. For the first 36 years of the modern Olympics, the judges brought their own watches, and this mishmash of precision made it murky whether a record was really broken. In 1932, the Olympic Committee outfitted all judges with identical precision stopwatches, and that year they even used newsreel footage to settle a disputed call. By 1964, the Olympics moved to quartz watches, which could measure a hundredth of a second. From there, the timekeeping and measurement only got more high-tech. The Olympic Committee now employs full-time engineers to design and improve the timing devices. The uprights of the pole vault use light-emitting diodes to determine the height an athlete rises. In the swimming pool, the racers slap a special pad at the end of the pool, shutting off the clock. It's specially designed so wave action doesn't affect it. And sprinters cut through a light beam at the finish line, which measures the time to one thousandth of a second. This super-accurate timekeeping allows records extended as the measure of a performance becomes finer and finer. It works like Zeno's paradox, where the tortoise and the hare cut the distance they race in half every time and never, in Zeno's world, reach the finish line. But the story of sports records and technology doesn't end there. The height of a world record pole vault has got higher and higher as the pole changed from bamboo at the turn of the century to metal in the 1950s and then glass fiber composites today. Since 1912, the world record has increased by 53%. Compare that to the 18% increase for the long jump, which doesn't benefit that much from high-tech improvements. And in 1996, a new kind of blade revolutionized speed skating. And even the ice is different. Sophisticated temperature and humidity control keep all the ice in prime condition for maximum speed. This control of the environment extends to other sports. For example, swimming has changed because today engineers design pools to minimize wave action. And lastly, even the training has changed. Today, athletes in endurance events measure the amount of oxygen their bodies use, allowing them to train optimally. Now, with all this talk of technology, I don't mean to take away from the athletes' superb performances, but I would like a change in the Olympic motto. Since 1896, it's been Citius, Altius, Fortius, which means swifter, higher, stronger. I'd like it to become Citius, Fortius, Altius, Techni, that is swifter, stronger, and higher tech.